Boot up your computer and pour yourself a drink, because this week's discovery follows a single mom as she grows a lie online. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. A little white lies may get you out of trouble with your boss or keep your kids from eating too much candy, but as books and movies often point out, they can get you into even bigger trouble. And that's the case in author Amy Sue Nathan's The Good Neighbor. The story begins as Izzy Lane is reluctantly settling into her new life as a divorced single mom to son Noah in her childhood home in Philadelphia. When her ex, Bruce, loses his job and decides to go find himself, Izzy loses her co-parent and his child support checks. Help comes from her best friend Jade, who runs a popular local website. Jade hires Izzy to blog about her new life as a divorced mom and her relationship with her new boyfriend Mac. The only problem? Mac doesn't exist. Now, like many other novels, The Good Neighbor is a story built on secrets and lies. Izzy's lie, however, isn't exactly earth-shattering, especially when you consider that people rarely tell the whole truth online. She simply creates an imaginary boyfriend to help her feel better about her ex's new girlfriend, and she writes about it on her personal blog. There's really no reason to hide the truth from her friends, but instead of coming clean, she carries on, trying to downplay the relationship and shift her new blog's focus instead of fixing it all with a quick and simple fake breakup. And of course, it eventually snowballs out of control. Fortunately, there's still something lovable about the characters, from the hardworking single mom to her elderly confidant, Mrs. Feldman. But while the likable characters may give the story a little bit of personality, that's not enough to elevate this novel beyond the typical chick-lit cliches. But is it worth covering up the truth with this troubled blogger? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. At its heart, The Good Neighbor offers readers an important message about being true to yourself and taking charge of your life. But the story gets so caught up in secrets, lies, and all too predictable formulas that it fails to live up to its potential. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Good Neighbor by Amy Sue Nathan is 190 contemplative but cliched pages long and is available from St. Martin's Griffin. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.